hungry. Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland. Very excited about another episode of Chew the Right Thing with my pals Jamie and Mikey. Hello, hello.
Hi, hi.
Hello.
How's it going?
Hi, hi, huh? That's a
pull out
from the past.
That
TV show we watched. Hi, hi. Sorry, we're going off the rails way before we even started this episode.
Hey, hey, hey.
What was Hi, Hi?
Oh, okay. Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah. Good show. Yeah. Did you watch that?
No.
Really good.
Really cute.
I'm like stuck in Hallmark movie hell.
What did you think of Hot Frosty?
You know, I made fun of it after the first 15 minutes. Then I stopped it and came back to it like 2 days later when I was really in full, like, okay, I'm in my Lacey Chabert period. Like, I'm really liking Lacey. So then I liked it when
Good.
I came back to it. Did you see it?
No, but I like Schitt's Creek and the guy from Schitt's Creek is in it.
It was charming and Aww. Very, very dumb.
Who from Schitt's Creek?
Patrick, I think.
Oh, David's husband, boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's cute. Whoever he is, he's very cute.
No, not Patrick. The one that Alexa dated for a while.
The doctor?
Yes.
He plays a doctor?
Yeah.
Dr. Ted.
Wow. He's a dumb snowman.
He plays an animal doctor.
Yeah, but I think he was kind of a dumb doctor too, wasn't he?
No.
Oh,
super smart.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I am in like a Christmas movie, holiday movie. It's all I do. Like every free moment. And they're terrible. They're just getting worse and worse. So if you ask me how Hot Frosty was, it was better than some of the other ones.
Yeah.
But there's an actor that like is so adorable who I'd never seen before. His name is Christopher Paloha.
Never heard of
him. Know him.
Doesn't ring a bell.
He's been in some real stuff, but he's like the king of these movies. Now I just look at all the movies he's in and I watch them. I'm watching one with him and Meghan Markle now.
Oh, wow.
That's from
it must be an oldie. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
26.
He's so cute.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway.
Cool. Well.
Any recommendations? I hope people text them to you because I'm open. All right.
Let's make that our contest. If you text me a recommendation for a Christmas movie, you'll be entered to win a... something, maybe a magazine, something.
Perfect.
Yeah. 805-380-8075.
Beautiful. Okay. Today we have, it's an Amazon snacks and more haul.
Yes.
I had nothing to do with this, right? There's no product in here that I chose.
Nope.
No, there's one.
Oh, there is?
Yes.
Oh.
Okay, good. Well, it's not it's an Amazon product? Or is it a...
It's a cocoa.
Ah, okay. That I know.
Okay. Which is not on Amazon yet.
I'll be willing to speak about that.
Okay.
But no, I'm super excited about this haul. Yes. Although it's mostly snacks, so we're not going to get fed, it seems. But before we jump in, Jamie, do you have anything for us?
Well, we've got another rousing round of, what were we calling it?
Sipping chocolate.
The best cocoa ever. The hunt for the cocoa.
Is that what
you need? The hunt for the best hot cocoa.
We need like a little, we need like a, what do you call it?
It's
a bit
a
no,
teaser.
No, a sting.
A sting.
We need a sting.
It's our last one, so I don't know.
It's our last one. No, it's not. I have two at home.
Oh, okay.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
There'll be one more.
I threw one in today, and I'll tell you the story behind it. So this first one, what is this?
Today we have Castle Kitchen sugar-free double Dutch dark chocolate premium hot cocoa. It looks like
Hershey's.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I have high hopes because it looks very legit.
It looks, can I sniff it?
Yes.
All right. What is it sweetened with and what are the stats?
Okay, I can't tell because you took it away.
Oh, I put the sweetens on the,
I thought maybe you memorized it.
Oh, it's sweetened with monk fruit and stevia. It has 40 calories a tablespoon, 1 gram of fat, 2 grams of protein, and it's dairy-free, plant-based, vegan, gluten-free.
And I mixed it with water.
40 calories. Interesting.
Oh, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's really nice.
It's good.
Mm-hmm.
I like the dark chocolate. I feel like the dark chocolate with a stevia sweetened product works really well together.
Mm-hmm. All of these would be so much better if you mix them with almond milk.
Yeah.
Or milk.
And that's what they recommend is, you know, either or. But we've been going consistent and trying them, I think, mostly with
water. It's good. You know, it's not heavy handed on the sweetener, although it's very sweet and it is chocolatey. It's a little thin. It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're the expert on the cocoa these days.
I think that they're all equally thin, and I am a big fan of using 1.5 servings for the amount of water or milk.
Got it.
So I think they all have, like this, I think with 1.5 servings would be unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. And that's 40 calories a tablespoon, which is like, I like that because it's not nothing.
Right. And actually, right, some of them are like 10 calories. Mm-hmm. This next one is 60 calories, 4 grams of fat. It's sweetened with erythritol and stevia.
Oh, Five Sparrows.
Yes.
I think they used to use maltitol.
Oh, possibly. Really?
I don't know, because I bought their white chocolate once and I liked it. Ooh, that's really rich and yummy.
Wow.
That's with water?
Yeah.
Well, this is super creamy.
And this one has fat in it, so it probably, it even says use as a creamer. So let's see. It's probably got some. Yeah, the first ingredient is non-dairy creamer.
Interesting.
That's so that would explain it.
That's super yummy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yum. Mm. I like that. I would. You can make a great mocha with this.
Yeah.
This is impressive.
Yeah. I mean, it's a non-dairy creamer. That it's like a chocolate non-dairy creamer.
Right. It's like they pre-made the coffee. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cocoa, and then like dehydrated it. So they don't tell you to put milk in that, right? Do they?
Enjoy by dissolving 2 tablespoons into 8 ounces hot coffee to create a delicious mocha, or stir into hot milk for a crave-worthy hot cocoa. With milk, this would be like
crazy. But that's why it reminded me of a mocha, because that's what their intention is.
This have 7 grams of sugar alcohol if you are sensitive to those.
Wait, that's what I thought. They used to use maltitol. It's anymore.
What's the sugar alcohol?
Okay.
I thought it was.
Hang on, let me get into it. Erythritol.
I'm not sensitive to that.
There's a comma where there should be a period. I'm just letting you know, if you guys are listening, the list ends with stevia, comma.
Maybe there's more that they left
out. Well, it does say contains milk as the next sentence. Okay, so this is 60 calories, 4 grams of fat, and you know, it tastes it.
I agree. I like it a lot. All right, so this next one, Jamie, I'm infringing on your hot cocoa test.
Oh, come on in.
Thank you. So this was actually created by a family friend who coincidentally reached out, had no idea we were in the middle of a hot cocoa extravaganza on our podcast. And I found out that he has created this brand called Cacao Pow. And he is like a real stickler for ingredients. His name is Josh. He's a young, successful guy, totally entrepreneurial. And his thing is he wanted to make cocoa that was way better for you. Mm. So the kind of cocoa that he uses, as well as the kind of sugar, this is not a sugar-free product. It's made with maple sugar. And the kind of cocoa is supposed to be better for you. What does it say on the jar over there?
So it's non-alkalized cacao and maple. It's maple sugar packed with vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. It's supposed to be good for your brain, heart, and gut.
Okay.
And it says they're the ingredients in their purest form.
Okay. And this is, and he did say, please make it with milk and not water. And we make everything with water. So sorry, Josh.
Fair fight.
And what are the calorie counts on this?
So this has 40 calories a tablespoon. It does say you can do 1 to 2 tablespoons, but of course we're doing it as a 1 tablespoon to kind of compare a single serving.
Got it. Okay. It needs 1.5 tablespoons. No, I mean, it's nice and rich.
Mm-hmm.
It's chocolatey.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think all of them taste better with 1.5 servings. It's just the nature of it. And at least he was smart enough to tell us on the label 1 to 2.
I do think so. I'm going to add a little more and try it.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Hang on.
Yeah. That's my feeling about all of
these. Oh, I have the full cup if you want to put it in there.
You have you have the cup. Yeah, let's put it in. Yeah. Let's put some more in because I want to make this a really fair fight.
You're spiking all your bones. Cocoa with cocoa.
I don't even know what
I like the name, Cacao Pow.
Cacao Pow. It's a cute logo.
Can you say it without like saying it like
saying
that?
Cacao Pow. I don't know. But what are we going to mix it with? Scissors.
No.
Scissors.
Cut the fat.
I don't even know how and where to put this, but
we have some of these ramekins, like the plastic ones.
Will it melt?
Maybe.
Lisa, are those Amazon stickers on your nails, or is that a manicure where a manicurist put that on?
Well, both. I take the Amazon stickers to the manicurist.
They look so nice.
Thank you. Oh, better.
Yeah. So 1.5.
You know what it is? It's got a nice depth. The cocoa has some richness. It's yummy. Love it. Nice.
A nice entry. Well done, Lisa. All right. Before we move on to the full haul, two orders of business. Is that the saying?
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to rate the cocos, because otherwise you could forget they're so similar by the end. And then also, just a heads up, we are doing a little gift giving at the end of the episode. And there might even be a gift for you, the listener. So Make sure you stay tuned.
Was I supposed to bring gifts in?
There was no...
I brought them.
Oh, good.
Just kidding.
Okay, so first up, you're going to rate the Castle Kitchen Sugar-Free Double Dutch Dark Chocolate.
I'm giving that a 7.5.
Nice.
I'm surprised. I thought it was higher. What do I know? All right, next up, Five Sparrows Brand Dark Cocoa Drink Mix.
Giving that guy a 9.
Yeah, that was good. That was the one that's like a creamer.
Totally.
I want to try all the other flavors. Totally. Wait, let's just take a quick peek and see what other flavors they have. White chocolate, dark cocoa. They have a spiced chai. They have a salted caramel. And then they have some like frappe and smoothie bases.
Are you kidding? I need to get the salted caramel and the white chocolate.
Okay.
Both of those.
They're not even like salt. I don't even think it's salted chocolate flavored cocoa. I think it's like a salted I think I might have said that weird, but I think it's a salted caramel drink mix.
I see. That sounds great.
Yeah.
I want to try all of them.
Me too. Someone send them to us. And by someone, I mean Mr. Sparrow. Last on the list, Cacao Pow Superfood Chocolate Powder.
I'm giving that a 9.
Nice.
I have to say, good job, Josh.
Nicely
and
done.
I like that it has all these health benefits.
Mm-hmm. Good
I'm going to make it with milk next time.
Okay. Shall we chew?
Let's chew. Okay. I'm staring at Mike and he's got this pouch and I'm like, what is happening right now? But this is Swanson Hickory Smoked Barbecue White Chunk Chicken in a Pouch. You know, I think we were like the first people to make chicken in a pouch cool with the buck
yeah,
chick hot wing dip.
We used to have to tell people, please don't be afraid of this.
Yeah, we did. But this is a Swanson item. And it's like a ready to eat protein.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like it.
Me too.
I would like.
I love a ready to eat protein.
I like how smoky it is.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was really good.
12 grams
really
of protein.
Get the hickory.
I would like to make. I would make some air fryer burrito type items. Wraps.
That sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. Or like dumplings.
Mm-hmm.
That would also be good in those phyllo shells with like a pickle on top. Is
yeah,
that weird?
Oh, it would be great. No, that would be great.
That
like
sounds
cheddar.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I agree.
And Jamie,
yeah.
That would be really good for a flight for you instead of the tuna.
Yeah.
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 So you don't upset your neighbors on the plane.
Mm-hmm. So that's Swanson Hickory Smoked Barbecue White Chunk Chicken. A pouch has 80 calories, 1 gram of fat, 400 milligrams of sodium, which is not bad for a product like this. 2 Weight Watcher points. It's on Amazon and at Walmart and other select grocers.
Nice and shelf stable. Probably lasts for a few months in your little pantry shelf area. Next up, we have, we're going to sip something else.
Mm-hmm.
Poppy prebiotic soda. I know you're a big fan of Poppy.
I love Poppy. Actually, this box has been sitting in my house for, I don't know, a week and a half since I bought it. And I've been wanting to try one and I haven't. So
you got a whole box of the cranberry fizz.
Yeah.
So this is like the new holiday flavor?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Yep. Okay. It's a seasonal limited edition flavor with agave inulin, apple cider vinegar, organic cane sugar, and stevia. So this is not sugar-free, but it's like half and half. It's a 25-calorie can.
Nice.
That was disappointing.
No fizz?
It's still. Wait, is it fizzy now? Wait, where's the fizz?
Not a lick of fizz.
Not a fizzy fizz. Three. I love how those little ramekins have things on them. Like they're named.
This is from a chili cook-off you guys had like 20 years ago.
That's so funny. It's okay. The cups don't expire. All right. Here goes nothing.
I know what it tastes like.
What does it taste like?
7-Up.
A little. Yeah. This would be actually good. A good mixer.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be good in a cocktail.
What would you put in it?
I would put vodka. And lime juice.
Cranberry juice.
And lots of ice.
Maybe more cranberry juice.
I don't know if it needs it. Mm-hmm. No, yeah. I would just put more citrus, even though it's sour. I like it. I don't love it alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Not 7. I mean, kind of 7. It's a Shirley Temple kind of is what I was thinking of maybe.
Okay. That makes a little more sense. Yeah. It's pretty good. I taste the apple cider vinegar.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Me too.
This one's available on Amazon and at retailers nationwide, including Target. It's Poppy Prebiotic Soda in Cranberry Fizz.
That was better than the actual opening of the can. All right, next up, this is Awesome, AWSUM, Awesome Organics Superfood Snacks in Quinoa Buckwheat with Celtic Sea Salt. What What does that mean? No what idea. Is this? Is it what is, it doesn't even say what it is. Are they puffs? Are they bites?
Yeah, I mean they look like puffs. I took some out.
Okay, so they're puffs.
Yeah.
It's a superfood.
And they have a couple other flavors. They didn't have a variety pack, so I thought this was the safest. Jamie?
They're shaped like dog treats.
Oh yeah, they are very dog treat.
I don't even understand. They look like beads. You can make them into a necklace.
Yeah.
Where's the flavor?
Good question. I don't get it.
I like the texture and I feel healthy eating it.
Yeah. Maybe in soup.
Well, what other flavors do they come in?
Tastes like potpourri a little. Like there's something weird. It tastes like sawdust. Tastes like Pier One. It tastes weird. They're not awesome.
I mean, they have this other line that's protein snacks that comes in like sour cream, cheese, spinach, chili, but that's different than this. So I'm not sure if this exact product comes in flavors.
Okay. Mm.
Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't know.
It tastes like cereal.
Like terrible cereal.
Oh, better not luck next time.
Yeah, I don't love it.
Well, if we've convinced you, that was awesome organic superfood snacks in quinoa buckwheat with Celtic sea salt. An ounce has 100 calories, 2 Weight Watcher points. It's on Amazon and awesome spelled funny organics.com. Select retailers nationwide. But again, the thing about this is it's 9 essential amino acids, gluten-free, vegan. So a lot of health benefits.
Yep. Skip it. Next, we have Pringles Mingles, dill pickle and ranch, sharp white cheddar and ranch.
Whoa.
Cheddar and sour cream. What are Pringles Mingles? These look great. What the heck?
Oh my gosh, I already want to put them all in my mouth at the
same
time.
So this is a new thing that Pringles did. I believe it's their first...
like no can?
No can, yeah.
Wow.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't go for the dill pickle first.
Oh, I just went for what was handed to me. Jamie hogged all the dill pickle ones. Hold on, I'm going to open this. Oops.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Half
look at that.
The thing came out.
They look puffy.
This is here, sharp white cheddar and ranch.
You know, for puffs, which I generally think of as lower in fat and calories, it does have 9 grams of fat.
Mm.
But you get 56 of them. That's a ridiculous number.
That's a lot. I love it. It looks like, it's like if you took a cheese doodle and sat in the middle and made it into like a cheese doodle cushion. Yeah.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. I think that's so good.
Oh wow. Wait till you try the dill pickle.
The flavor and the fact that you get 56.
I love the dill pickle. These are so fun. They're like little bow ties.
And then there's the cheddar. Cheddar and sour cream.
This is one of the best snacks I've tried in a while.
Oh wow. That's cheesy.
2 flavors, 1 bow tie. So each thing has, I love these.
So flavorful. Like the flavor dust is just, they did not hold back.
Yeah, no, that's yummy. I think my favorite is the pickle.
Yeah, and I have to emphasize because at first the stats for an ounce are 150 calories, 9 grams of fat, but you get 56 of those. I don't even know if I could eat 56 of those.
How many servings is in that bag? I'm curious. Nope. 56.
6 servings.
Interesting.
That tracks.
Wow, those. Yeah.
It was really good. Them. Really good. Yeah. 5 Weight Watcher points. It's on Amazon and at retailers nationwide. It's Pringles Mingles, and we tried 3 different flavors. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you are like, just tell me where to go to add these to my cart, I'll tell you. Hungryrl.com/foodcast, and we will be linking you directly to Amazon to purchase any of these products you may like.
Even the bad ones?
Even the bad ones.
Bad ones.
Okay, next up we have Glutino Vlasic Dill Pickle Flavored Gluten-Free Pretzel Twist. So this is a collab between Glutino, they make gluten-free pretzels, and Vlasic, they are the pickle people.
Oh, I love a collab.
Me too. And you get 13 of these pretzels in a serving, so let's see how big they are.
And they make a very difficult bag to open.
Now, Lisa is a major pretzel enthusiast, and I'm very proud because she's been expanding. She used to be a purist and really not go for flavored things, but I feel like there have been a few lately that have won you over, so we'll see. And you love pickles.
I do love pickles, and I do love pretzels. So these smell very pickly. They're very light and crispy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like a very salty.
Cracker.
Yeah. And sourdough, right? Is that what I taste, the sourdough?
I mean, it's very dill.
You're tasting caraway seeds.
Oh, I like love rye caraway. Bread. Mm-hmm. I love caraway. I used to make tuna salad with caraway. Mike, add those things to our cart.
Okay. There's got to be caraway seeds in there. It probably just says natural flavors or... But it tastes very much like rye bread. Pickles and rye bread.
I like it though, do you?
Yeah,
I do. I love it.
Yeah.
You put mustard and turkey on it, you feel like you're eating a deli sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Mm. I would put that in my deli sandwich.
I love how dill forward it is. Like it's really the perfect combination of dill and salt. You get 13 of those twists for 120 calories, 4 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It is on Amazon. It is on glutino.com. It is at Walmart and other select grocers. It's Glutino Vlasic Dill Pickle Flavored Gluten-Free Pretzel Twists.
Wow.
I need a palate cleanser.
Drink up.
Oh, can I have the poppy? Is anybody okay if I have the poppy?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cool. Oh, I thought you were asking someone to pass it to you. I was like, okay. Are we ready for the next item?
We are indeed.
Schoolyard Snacks Cheddar Cheese Keto Puffs. Schoolyard snacks. So I guess this is a kids geared line of snacks.
Really cool packaging.
Let's see. Nice and pastel-y.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I like
low
it.
Bar.
I'm with you, Jamie.
I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. It's kind of got a little retro thing going, no?
Yeah, maybe retro. That's true. That's true.
It does.
It's like a Cheeto.
Very crunchy.
It tastes very, it's got to be high protein, right? Oh, yeah.
15 grams.
I'm telling you, they just repackaged some of those protein snacks. This just tastes like a throwback, cheapy protein snack from, remember that brand? I can't remember the name, but.
Owan or something? I don't know. I like it more than you do, but when I first tried it, I thought, well, that's not a fair fight after the Pringles thing. But knowing it has 15 grams of protein...
It tastes like protein powder. I don't know if you know. It tastes like all the other snacks that are out that are just made like fully loaded up with protein.
I think there's a lot of people that would love this. But I understand what you're saying.
Not really.
I think a person that's like, you're not going to win over a person that's like, I love puffy snacks. And, oh, this one has protein. Let me try it. You're going to win over the keto crowd.
Yeah. But, I mean, in all fairness, in my opinion... I think that there's a lot of competitors that do the same thing that might taste even a little better. Mm-hmm. But, and I don't know why they're targeting those towards kids. I think children would be sad.
Oh, that's weird.
They'd be sad if you gave
them
that.
Why would children? I mean, okay. Maybe I don't know enough to have an opinion on that. But it just seems like keto for kids.
I don't know. That is weird. The whole thing is weird to me. Kind of.
Once again, if we've convinced you that you would like to try it, one bag, single serving. 115 calories, 5 grams of fat, 15 grams of protein, only 3 grams of carbs. It is 3 Weight Watcher points. By the way, that's only 2 grams of net carbs, bit of sweetness from allulose, and it's free from gluten, grains, soy, and nuts. That's probably also really makes it school friendly.
Exactly.
It's on Amazon and schoolyardsnacks.com. It's Schoolyard Snacks Cheddar Cheese Keto Poofs.
Poofs.
Exactly. You know, but you bring up a good point. Poofs. I have a feeling. No.
Is poofs my point?
Poofs is a good point. No, the schoolyard thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think there are so many snacks that kids are avoiding, like different ingredients, that this is probably kid friendly, other than the fact that they may not like the way it tastes.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Better Than Good. I like that name.
Mm-hmm.
Better Than Good Veggie Infused Protein Breakfast Puffs and Strawberries and Cream. What is that? Is this a cereal?
This has veggies.
But is it cereal? I mean, a breakfast snack?
It could be cereal. It looks like little cereal balls.
It's so pretty. Yeah. It looks... Oh, they're showing it with milk and a spoon.
Oh, okay.
So I think it is cereal.
Okay.
It tastes like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
Like protein-packed Fruit Loops. Is that totally protein?
I mean, that is Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. No, same problem.
Ugh. Sweet.
Okay, we have an issue.
It tastes like it's dusted in sugar.
No.
I mean, not sugar, but like sweetener.
First of all, one of those little puffs I got had way too much Fruit Loop powder on it.
Mm-hmm.
Also, same issue with the texture.
The powder.
Texture, same thing with the protein. It's got to be the same thing. This is upsetting.
This is giving me 2006, Jamie. I would put this in a ramekin. This is what I would do, okay? I'm not saying this was like my best moments. But I would take little ramekins and I would put cereal in them and put almond milk. And I'd be like, I'm going to have this little bit. But then I would go back and do it 3 more times.
That's a fail to me.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
What's wrong with me? I like it.
I like the initial taste, but then once you get the flavor out, it's like
too much. That that texture of that overly proteined.
Oh, it's just so crispy.
People, trust me. It's terrible.
I'm telling you, there's people that are listening. Angie, if you're listening, some of our like keto crowd, I think give it a shot.
It might be good in cereal, like when it softens.
It would stay so crunchy. All right, fine. All right, fine. I'm outnumbered. One packet, 130 calories, 14 grams of protein, 2 Weight Watcher points. It is the equivalent of 2 cups of fruits and veggies. How is that possible?
And look, it's healthier than if you gave your kid or if it's just for you with crap. So at least, I mean, it's
that's true. But I would rather eat fruits and veggies.
Yeah.
They taste better.
I'm so confused. Oh, it's the nutritional equivalence.
Interesting.
Okay, that was better than good. Veggie infused protein breakfast.
Depends who you ask.
I know. We're really all over the place.
All over the place today. That's okay. That's why they make chocolate and vanilla. You know, I like vanilla.
Ketchup. Does it need to be refrigerated? And should you put it on your pizza?
No, you should not.
Ew.
Cutting boards. Ooh, what microorganisms are really living in them? Leftovers. How long is really too long to keep them? Are you squirming yet? Because guess what?
We're going to continue talking about this and more, like that fur on your blueberries.
Life can be icky and sticky. It's true. But we are having fun facing all the fears and taboos with facts.
We will tackle everything from spiders to germs to food fails and worms.
And in the end, what it all really just boils down to is science.
That is why our podcast is called Oh Gross, because so many things are labeled gross and they really are not.
So let's talk about it, learn, and laugh.
Please subscribe to Oh Gross wherever you get your podcasts or go to ohgross.com to listen now.
Next up, we have a Super Gut Prebiotic Bar. This is a new brand that's like taking over the world. Super Gut. They make a lot of different things. They make shakes. They make bars.
Do we each need? Oh, you're just giving me these, so I have the box.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cut this.
I gave it to you to cut because you're better at cutting bars.
Okay.
I love a no sugar added bar.
And I love a bar that has like 150 calories or less. Yeah. So this is a really nice size bar. Yeah. Let's talk about this for a minute. And it looks like it's chocolate coated.
It's incredible.
And we're trying the peanut butter chocolate and the chocolate brownie. They do have a strawberry one.
Okay. We're only going to try these two for today. All right. So this is a peanut butter chocolate that we're trying first. I'm going to cut it. I like the texture of this too. Wow.
This has 10 grams of protein, only 4 grams net carbs. And that is because it's got the 10 grams of fiber. And then it also has non-digestible carbs and sugar alcohols. It has 10 grams of fiber.
Let's go.
Whoa.
I love this. You know why I love it? Because it's not overly sweet. Mm-hmm. And you get a nice amount of peanut butter and a little bit of salt.
Yeah.
Balanced flavor.
Yeah. That's really good.
It doesn't have like an aftertaste.
We should note that if you do get the strawberry one, I believe the strawberry one does have a little bit of maltitol in it, but these two do not that we're trying today.
Yeah, I tend to avoid the maltitol.
Yeah.
I think this is a breakout find.
Yeah, this really is yummy. It's, you know what I love about it? Because it's like, it tastes like it's satisfying.
Yeah.
Like if you eat this, you're not going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm. It's a really nice size.
It is a big size and literally 150 calories. Does this one have the same amount of calories? The brownie one?
They're 140 to 150. So which one is lower?
The brownie's got the 140. So the peanut butter was 150. Mm-hmm.
6 to 8 grams of fat.
Tell me if I'm wrong. Probably am. But doesn't this remind you of like when these types of bars first started to come out, like this kind of texture and style? Like it kind of is a throwback, but it's perfected.
It's almost like a cookie because it's not like it's hard to describe. I love it.
Yeah. It controls cravings. It boosts GLP-1. Let's see. clinically validated with an unnecessary hyphen, prebiotic blend that nourishes gut microbes to improve digestion health, balance blood sugar, and trigger your body's hunger quieting, which could use a hyphen, GLP-1 hormone naturally.
Jamie is editing all I'm the available. Copy on all the boxes.
I'm available. Clinically proven. No. I enjoy this very much, and I feel like this is a very thoughtfully produced and developed product.
Yeah, you know what? It seems like it has so many benefits, mm-hmm. and I'm just thinking about how the stats are so great and how good it tastes and how it will satisfy me, but it sounds like it's a home run. Mm-hmm. I think this is a breakout product. You're right. Next up, Audrey's Chia Cookies in lemon, almond, chocolate chip, and crispy brownie. Do we have all the flavors?
All of them.
Do.
Which one do you want?
Audrey. Lemon. Lemon.
Wow, I'm so surprised.
Well, I don't know why. I want to start with that first. I know. I'm surprised, too. I want to try all of them.
I don't know who Audrey is, but she has... I'm not the packaging aficionado, I guess.
Oh, I like
here,
it.
Here, but their packaging is really great.
Really fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me try.
Oh, I love the chia.
Omega-3s.
All right.
Superfoods.
This is ridiculous. These are amazing. Ooh. Dying. Over these cookies.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. The lemon was so good.
That super is really foods. Good.
All natural. Antioxidants. Omega-3s.
I'm just breaking this one. Want to take half?
Break me off a piece of that. Oh, let's read more about Audrey.
Is this the chocolate chip?
Uh-huh.
Some call her the chia queen.
All right. She's just the queen of everything.
These are like butter cookies.
They're yummy.
Wow.
Oh, here's a nice tasty tip on the bag. It says, crumble them into smaller tidbits and sprinkle them on your ice cream, yogurt, cupcakes.
Good idea.
Oatmeal. Or mix them into your next batch of muffins.
The almond. Mmm. Marzipan. Mm-hmm. These are so good.
It's like the cookies you get at the Chinese restaurants.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All you need is a little slivered piece mm-hmm. of almond on top. Mm-hmm. That is so good.
What a find.
Saving the best for last,
We're
I think.
Trying the brownie one. We're trying them all.
Let me see the size of one of those.
Who is Audrey?
You get four cookies for 130 calories.
It's pretty big.
It looks like a brownie. I'll have half of yours because I don't think you'll have the whole thing.
No, I won't. Will you break?
Yeah. Audrey's from Little Shop of Horrors.
Is that who it is? Is that Audrey? Mm-hmm. Audrey 2?
Audrey 2.
The plant? Mm-hmm.
These are sweetened with cane sugar.
This has chips in it.
Wow.
Let me give you the full stats. You get about four cookies for 130 calories, 7 grams of fat, 7 to 11 grams of total sugar, about 7 to 9 of which is added, 6 to 7 Weight Watcher points. It's online from Amazon and select grocers. It's Audrey's Chia Cookies.
Any protein? One.
Mm.
Oh my gosh. I love them.
I think we have, no, I'm not going to say it. I'll wait until you rate.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, last but not least, tea drops. This is a gift set, bagless tea.
This is
it's
so
a
cool looking.
Super cute set. So you get like this little wooden box mm-hmm. and these little drops of tea and all these fun flavors. And the first one we're going to try, we're going to do vanilla bean and we're going to do ube.
These are organic, lightly sweetened ground leaf teas that are pressed into shapes. What shape is it? Oh, it looks like a candy.
Oh, wow. Look at that. I wonder
like
how long.
Candy. Oh, looks take a like picture. A That's so interesting.
I wonder how long it takes to
stir and watch your tea dissolve.
I'll take a picture.
Okay.
Wow.
I'll stir.
There's a chocolate one.
Yeah.
Chai spice, chocolate Earl Grey. This is such a fun gift. Citrus, ginger. Well, we'll see how good it tastes.
It doesn't even matter. Doesn't matter.
I think you could probably like mix it and then it'll like start to dissolve more.
That's exactly what's going to happen.
There it goes. Yeah.
I'm so into this already.
And you can do it iced as well.
Wait a second.
Oh.
Guys. Yes. Oh, no. Is it 2024?
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I was like, it expires on October 10th, 2025. That's already happened.
I've done that so many times in the last like few months because I already think we're in 2025.
Yeah, I'm there
and it's
already.
Like, yeah.
That's so funny. First of all, this ube is purple.
Yeah.
Which we like. I'm trying to... Why don't you be in charge of stirring this guy?
Okay.
Mike.
What if it's a girl? This one's already dissolved.
Really?
Yeah.
Which flavor is that, Mikey?
This was a vanilla bean.
I'm not super familiar with ube.
Ube, you know, Trader Joe's...
It's a yam?
It is. It's a Japanese purple yam, but like Trader Joe's makes everything in mm-hmm. ube now, like ube cookies, It usually just tastes like birthday cake.
I'm going to make a mess here, but.
No, don't do it.
Oh,
yeah, spoon? That looks.
I could use this.
That looks sketch.
I ran out of spoons. I'll do this. I'll use the measuring cup.
Okay, that sounds great. I'll let you do that with this too. But
oh,
this
it's so
not,
pretty.
It really is.
Lisa, take a picture with that.
I took a picture okay. before it was dissolved. Now I'll take a pic.
It's
on.
The prettiest tea ever.
That's vanilla bean.
Okay, vanilla bean. I'm not going to try it yet.
Okay, hopefully it doesn't break through. There's vanilla bean for you, Jamie.
Thank you, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Here is this.
It smells like tea.
Oh, yeah. Let me sniff this one.
What are we starting with?
That doesn't even smell like anything. But you can mix.
Why don't we start with vanilla bean since I already got
okay.
that.
Okay.
That sounds good.
Bottoms up.
All right.
Mmm.
Nice. I like that because it's black tea.
Yeah.
I like black tea. Mm-hmm. I'm very picky with my tea.
This What's also it? Reminds me of being in a Chinese restaurant.
What's like it sweetened with? Tea.
Lightly. Let's see.
That's a good question. What is that sweetened with?
Organic raw sugar.
How many calories are in these?
You know, they do not have a nutrition panel. Hang on.
I have chia seeds in my teeth.
This is ube for you.
Thank you.
I'm hoping it doesn't burn through the plastic.
Here's hoping.
Here's ube for Jamie.
Tastes purple. Yeah, it doesn't have much flavor. It's just like lightly sweetened. I like the idea of this set. It's a really nice gift set.
I just spilled ube on my jeans.
Oh, no.
I like
about
it, though.
The lack of nutrition information.
That was because I did it last minute.
No, but I'm not seeing it on Amazon either. Okay. Let me see.
I mean, that's what I said. I didn't do it. I didn't find it on Amazon. But I mean, if it's just... Well,
here it is. 25 calories.
Oh, it's on the bag. Thing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
25 calories.
25 calories per drop. It's probably all from the sugar.
Yeah.
Well, it says total sugar is 9 grams. Mm-hmm. No, but that's interesting because each gram of sugar has 4 calories. That makes no sense.
Why? What does it come to?
Should be 36, but it comes to 25. So
well, they're allowed to round down, but that's too much rounding down.
That's way too much.
Interesting.
I don't get it.
I mean, I love this as a gift. I probably wouldn't purchase it for myself just because I don't need that much sugar in my tea. And it doesn't taste like that much sugar. I'd rather have the 40-calorie cocoa if I'm going to have a caloric beverage. But I really like it as a
great gift,
and it was fun.
I agree. What she said.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I like them, so I drink tea every day, so I'll
but
take them.
But a cute gift, and people love tea, and what a little novelty.
See what you did there.
So we're at a point now. Do we rate and then do gifts, or do we do gifts and then rate?
Well, we can't rate the gifts.
That's true.
Let's do gifts and then rate.
Okay. All right, who's going
make
first?
Make people wait.
I don't know.
Well, how many gifts? Wait, do you guys get me one gift?
Yeah, we got
you several gifts.
What?
Yeah.
We got carried away. You know how else I believe in not getting gifts because it's like gift giving season, but giving gifts when you see something that makes you think. So there were several things that made me think of you. So that's what we did.
And I came along for that thinking.
Yeah.
Well, for our purposes, you each only have one gift.
That's okay.
I have to say there are several gifts that haven't arrived yet.
Okay.
So there are more gifts, but for the purposes of the pod, I do have two.
Lisa, your company is gift enough.
Exactly.
Mikey's like, yeah, what she said.
All right, let me grab
Thanks,
you a gift.
Guys. Okay, you start. We're starting with you.
All right, you get to pick, but you can pick anything but the bag. The bag's going to come
last.
Oh,
wait, I thought we're starting with you. We're starting with me.
I don't know what's happening. I guess you're...
Give me anything you want. Yeah. I appreciate anything. I'm much better at giving gifts than getting gifts.
Give Lisa the whole thing except for the bag. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, there's too many gifts here.
Choose your adventure.
Can I eat them?
That'd be
painful, maybe.
No.
This one is wrapped so prettily.
That's the only one that is.
This is good paper.
Yeah.
I hate to sound like my grandmother, but paper
Save
is
it.
Nice.
Save
oh,
it.
Yeah.
The paper is the gift, literally.
The paper. I love this. Look at this. Wait a minute. It's Hallmark Channel Christmas Movie Bingo. So it's like a bingo game based on...
Yes. So play along while watching your favorite Hallmark Channel Christmas movie. Spot the fun moment, cross it out in the box, and 5 in a row, you get bingo.
This is the best thing ever.
Yay!
And so appropriate for this podcast, because that's all I did was talk about Hallmark movies.
You're going to need to go back and watch some movies, though, I think,
of
right?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm going to win, too, because I know when all these things are coming.
What are some of the moments?
So a hot cocoa for two, which was in a movie last night. Christmas Comes True, which was also in a movie last night. Kiss Under the Mistletoe, which is like in every movie. Yeah. A Snowball Fight was in the movie last night. Family Heirloom, also in the movie last night.
If you made this a drinking game, you'd be in trouble. You'd still be in bed.
Red Winter Coat. Yep. Yeah, yep. Lacey was wearing one. Someone Loves Christmas. Bells Are Jingling. Romantic Carriage Ride. Mysterious Man with a White Beard. Christmas Tree Farm. A Christmas Miracle. This is so funny.
Wait, Mysterious Man with a White Beard. Isn't that Santa?
Yeah, but there's always like some guy in the movie. Gotcha. Festive Christmas Sweater, Ice Skaters, Christmas Carolers. Yes. Tree Lighting in the Town Square. This is the best.
Yay.
Great game. Great. Thank you. Enjoy.
But wait, there's more.
Wait, am I opening all of these?
Yeah, might as well.
Okay. And then we'll save one for last.
Yeah.
This looks like this is a small box. And that was on Amazon too, right? This
yes. Yeah. We'll put the links on the Foodcast page.
What is... Oh, little LL earrings. Little huggies. They're so cute with my initials.
And yours is perfect because you can't really get... Like, I couldn't get JG as a pair, but because you're LL, I got the L's.
L's, LL. So cute. Little huggies. I'll take a picture with them. Thank you. You're perfect, because I just started switching out my earrings again.
Oh, good.
Oh.
Okay, now I do the big box.
Big box.
Okay. Oh, it's so heavy.
I almost made a turducken and put a gift inside a gift inside a gift.
Wait. I had a dream about a turducken. I'll tell you about that. Oh, stop it. This is the best gift ever. Okay. This is a Peanuts crock pot. It's a Snoopy slow cooker. Oh, my gosh. It's a 2-quart. It's so cute.
Perfect for like meals for two or reheating stuff.
This
or
is
serving.
The best thing. Yeah. We have to link to this.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I love it. I don't have it. I love it.
We were hoping because you have a lot of peanut stuff. So we were kind of hoping that you didn't have it.
So. This is so cute.
We did good, Mikey.
Yeah, this is going right to the beach. This is going right to the beach.
Jamie did mostly the shopping for this.
Jamie,
this one,
you're the best. Now I feel like my gifts are inferior.
No. Well, no. I have one more, but I'm going to save it for after.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have more, but they haven't arrived yet. Okay. Thanks,
oh, I
Amazon.
See something edible on Mikey's.
Well, yeah, this is from Mikey. Okay. All right, Mikey, the top part I already gave you, but I'm re-giving it to you. Okay.
What does that mean? Oh!
Wow.
Whoopsie.
What does it mean that you already gave it to him?
When I walked in the door, I couldn't wait. I bought him a peanut butter brownie.
Yeah, from Doan's Bakery, which is a famous bakery out here. It's the Tom Cruise Bakery.
Mm-hmm. Meaning they serve the famous coconut cake.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
So here's the other.
Okay.
Ooh, it looks fuzzy and warm.
You have to open the whole thing. Because it's like a whole thing. Turn it around.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
It's a Jamie blanket.
That is the weirdest thing.
All right. It's a...
Turn it around. Oh, my God.
It's a blanket that the whole entire blanket is just Jamie's face.
Did you Photoshop me? I look beautiful. That doesn't look like me.
This was a beautiful...
It looks exactly like you.
It's a beautiful picture from your Facebook page.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
That I downloaded. You may have had a professional photographer. You and a candle.
Okay.
You do look beautiful.
Wow.
And
this
I was
awesome.
Like, it's just Jamie's face.
That's
amazing. That's so crazy. You know who's going to love that? Penny.
Penny, yeah. She's going to freak. She's not going to know what to do. She's going to be like, where is she? She's not moving.
People. Oh, so now goodness. You get to cuddle with Jamie all the time.
Awesome. Oh, he already does.
Well, no, Penny cuddles with Jamie all the time. So this will be when Penny's cuddling with you, I can...
That is such
Isn't
a fun gift. I love it.
So is this going to be me, the one that you give to Jamie?
Don't worry.
Well, we'll see.
Is this on Amazon?
That's on Amazon.
Wow.
They're both on Amazon.
This is my favorite color, by the way. This is an olive green. Oh, my gosh.
Is it Penny on a...
It's Penny on a hoodie, but it's like embroidered. Whoa. Penny on a hoodie. This is not your cheapy cheap, you know.
No, wait, look at the arm. Look at the... There's an extra special thing on the...
Oh, it says her name and there's a heart. Lisa, I'm going to wear this.
Isn't that so cute?
Like, I'm going to live in this.
Like, literally.
It's
never
going
to get washed.
I was thinking, should I have gotten something with Mike on it? And then I'm like, wait a minute.
No, she loves Penny more than me. There's no doubt about that.
Her ears, look at the pink in her. This is so high quality.
They did a really good job.
Yeah.
They did.
Wow.
That's on Amazon too?
That's on Amazon.
How long did it take to arrive? Usually the customized things take longer.
Well, this one only took, the blanket arrived in like 2 days.
Wow.
That one took... probably a week. It said it might not come till mid-December, but it showed up 2 days ago. So I was really happy.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Yay.
Thank you.
All right.
Wait, is there another?
Yeah, one last gift. So this last one is not technically on Amazon, but it's something that you could sort of get on Amazon.
Okay. Thank you. You're really loading me up with gifts.
This is my favorite one.
Feels like a hat. Ah, it's so cute. It's a Hungry Girl hat. Wait, it has chains. This is so cute. This is a custom patch. It's a trucker hat, and it has patches and a chain with a hamburger and french fries and a little hamburger. It's so cute. Yeah. I love it.
Yay.
I'm going to take a picture with it. I'm going to put it on. It's adorable.
So I got this locally from a friend. We'll link to her on the page. It's Think to Create is her company. And it's so fun because I told her what you'd like and I sent her the logo and she kind of helped make it look adorable. But you can also go on Amazon and order. I know you've done this, Lisa, order trucker hats and patches and make one for your friends.
I have two friends that have trucker hat businesses. So adorable.
Yay.
It's so cute. I love this chain.
Isn't that pretty?
It's so pretty. And it's so cute. It has, look, hamburgers and french fries with faces on them. Love it.
Yay.
I didn't realize they had faces.
So well, they do. What a fun, gifty day of gifts.
It feels so festive.
All right, we gotta rate.
We have to rate.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting things off.
I'm glad I took notes.
First up, Swanson Hickory Smoked Barbecue White Chunk Chicken.
I'm giving that a solid 8.
Nice.
That was great.
Next up, Poppy Prebiotic Soda and Cranberry Fizz.
That also gets an 8.
Yeah, I've been enjoying it the whole episode. It's really good.
How about Awesome Organics Superfood Snacks in Quinoa Buckwheat with Celtic Sea Salt?
5. Did not enjoy it.
We had some lows in this episode.
Yeah, kind of.
I won't take credit for those lows.
On the upside, I think we had Pringles Mingles in Dill Pickle and Ranch, Sharp White Cheddar and Ranch, and Cheddar and Sour Cream.
Those are getting a 9.
Wow.
Good job on the Pringles Mingles.
Those were phenomenal. How about Glutino Vlasic Dill Pickle Flavored Gluten-Free Pretzel Twists?
8.5.
Nice.
Then we took things to the schoolyard with Schoolyard Snacks Cheddar Cheese Keto Puffs.
I'm giving those a 6.5.
Okay. Next on the list, Better Than Good, veggie-infused protein breakfast puffs in strawberry cream.
I didn't really love those either. I'm giving those a 6.
All right.
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, no,
I think that's generous.
Fair. Yeah.
How did you feel about Supergut prebiotic bars?
You know, I love those. Those are getting a 9.5.
Wow.
Those are great.
Will it be the highest rated item in the episode? Time will tell. How about Audrey's Chia Cookies in Lemon, Almond, Chocolate Chip, and Crispy Brownie?
9.5.
Wow, okay. A tie.
So I thought Audrey's was going to be the number one, but it's a tie for number one.
It's a tie.
Yeah.
It's a tie. They're great.
Last on the list, we tried the Tea Drops gift set.
That is a really solid gift. I'm giving that a 9.
Nice.
I was such a fan of the whole cute aspect.
Yeah.
And despite the fact that it's filled with lots of Earl Grey tea, and I really despise Earl Grey tea. I love it.
What did Earl Grey do to you?
He's a bad guy. What a fun episode.
Yeah, it really was.
It really, really was. I mean, there are things I will be ordering from this episode.
Mm-hmm.
I will be eating those bars and I will be visiting with Audrey and her chia cookies.
You can take all of these Audrey cookies home.
Thanks. I'll split them with you happily.
Mike knows he's going to have a lot of desserts this weekend.
Yeah. Whatever you take, whatever you want and leave whatever you don't.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I think
it's your stuff anyway. So
Nah. I like to share.
I know.
Anyway, fun episode. And people are, what did we say they had to do?
Oh, gifts for the listeners.
Oh yeah. What did you?
I think we're just going to be extra generous. People are going to text you either a recommendation for Lisa for a cheesy Christmas movie.
Yep.
Or tell us what your favorite gift is to give at the holidays.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah. We'll pick like 5 people or something, right?
Yep.
Cool.
Awesome. Where do they send it?
805-380-8075, but it should be programmed into your phone at this point.
It should be. Just look up Mikey.
Yeah.
All right. And check out the Foodcast page, hungrygirl.com/foodcast for everything and information and links to get to everything that you might want to get from this episode.
Yep.
And we will be back. Is this the last episode of the year?
We have one more in 2 weeks, and it's the best of the best, the best that's finds of the year.
Save some of these from today.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you never
that's
know.
It's going to be a delicious. I mean,
the criteria usually is all tens.
Okay.
I don't know how many tens we had this year, so maybe the 9.5s. Do you want to change some of the Audrey's?
Let's see. Let's see.
I don't
see
know.
How
Audrey's was really, really good fun.
No, we'll be fair with it.
Okay. As we always are.
Yeah.
Thanks, friends. Right.
Thank you, and thank you guys for the great gifts, and thank you guys for tuning in.
Thank you for my Jamie.
Oh my gosh, I love my sweatshirt.
Yay. All right. Well, see you guys soon. Thank you so much. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.